It's Friday, August 5th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. On Fridays at the First Baptist Daily, we take one of your questions, and today's question is a good one. It reads, in light of many different worldviews and religions in the world, is it arrogant to claim that Jesus is the only way to God? Now, this is a fitting question just coming off a study that revolved around John 14:6, where Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. I remember the first time I went to a mosque. I was taking a world religions class in seminary, and I hesitantly walked in with September 11th images in the back of my mind. I saw a man with a beard who I later learned was the imam. He greeted me with a big smile, warm handshake, told me that I was welcome there. And I said, look, I'm a Christian. I just told him out of the gate, I'm a Christian, and I'm simply here to observe for a class that I'm taking. He said, that's fine. He found a chair for me in the back and told me that I was welcome there anytime. As I sat there, the place slowly filled with men, most of whom came up to me, introduced themselves, and were just as nice as can be. Then the service started. There was a reading from the Quran and a ritual chant prayer. All right. Then the imam got up, gave some kind of sermon or devotion, whatever they call it. After that, they all bowed down some more and did another ritual prayer. And as I watched this, as I observed this, I couldn't help but feel my heart breaking over the fact that these men, as nice as they were, made in God's image, we're bowing down to a false God, a God who does not save. Sadly, out of the 6.8 billion people in the world, 2.8 billion people live in a place where no one can show or tell them about Jesus. They were what we call unreached people groups. All right, that's one out of every four people on earth who are cut off from the good news that Jesus saves sinners. If you counted 2 billion people, it would take you 200 years just to say their names. So this question is weighty. Do not take it lightly. Because what I'm saying and what John 14:6 is saying is that every one of those people will step into a Christless eternity if they don't turn and trust in Jesus alone for salvation. But let's be honest. And is that not arrogant? I mean, there are billions of people we're talking about here. And many of them have never heard the name of Jesus, and they grew up believing a different religion, a different system, and there's many belief systems in the world. Who's to say that ours is the right one? All right, there's much to say about this, but what I want to do is show you that Jesus alone qualifies to be the only one capable of saving sinners. And here's why. Jesus alone is God incarnate, meaning he took on full humanity without any loss of deity. He is fully God and fully man. And because of that, he alone qualifies to be Savior. Now, Anselm, the Archbishop of Canterbury in the 11th century, argued that our Savior must be fully man and fully God in order to be our Savior. And his notion went like this. He must be fully man in order to substitute himself for men and die in their place. In other words, the wages of sin is death, and only man can die. God cannot die. So if Jesus is going to be the substitute for our punishment for sin, and the punishment is death, then he must be fully man so that he can die. All right. But, on the other hand, he must be fully God. Why is that? Track with me on this. Because God is infinitely holy, and our sin against him is infinitely horrible. All right. So if the punishment meets the crime, then we deserve an infinitely horrible punishment. But man is finite in nature, so man could never finish paying off the penalty. If someone is going to finish paying off the penalty, then he must be infinite in nature, thus he must be God. Jesus is unique of all figures in history, because he is fully God and fully man. Therefore, Jesus alone is the way to the Father. And that's not arrogant. It's truth. It's not an arrogant statement, it's truth. And truth, by definition, is very narrow. But here's the deal. Do we really believe that? Do we really believe that Christ is the only way and the only alternative is hell, and billions of people are heading there unless they come to know Jesus, and the only means by which they will come to know Jesus is if someone tells them? I mean, do we really believe that? Because if we do, we need to be asking the question, how can we leverage our resources that will not last in order to reach people with a message of love that will not end? I pray that we as Christians would obey the command spoken from the lips of our Lord, go, make disciples of all nations. And through our obedience, we will magnify Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again Monday on the First Baptist Daily.